This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
You're listening to Marilyn Weston, giving it to you straight from a woman's perspective. Exclusively on Zoomer Radio.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, April the 4th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. As we move into this first weekend of April, we come to a day that may not yet be widely known, but perhaps it should be. It's April the 5th, International Day of Conscience. It was established by the United Nations as a global reminder that peace in the world begins within each of us. So let's begin there. What is a conscience? It's that quiet inner voice, our sense of right and wrong, the part of us that pauses, reflects, and asks not just, can I, but should I? And what's fascinating is, science tells us, we may not be starting from nothing. Research shows that even very young children, infants in fact, demonstrate early signs of empathy, a sensitivity to fairness, and a natural response to the distress of others. In other words, we may be born with the beginning of a moral sense, a natural inclination to care, to connect, to respond to what feels right. But those beginnings need nurturing. A conscience isn't something we simply are handed fully formed. It's shaped over time. It's shaped through our relationships with our parents, our sisters and brothers, our extended family, and our friends. In fact, within every relationship we have. Because we learn by example and by experience, and it grows as we begin to understand that our actions have consequences. It strengthens when we reflect, when we take responsibility, and when we choose, sometimes deliberately, to do what is right, even when it's not easy. And perhaps most importantly, it deepens when we look beyond ourselves, because the call behind the International Day of Conscience is not just personal, it's a global thing. The United Nations encourages us to pause, to look around, and to become aware of the realities others are facing. It encourages us to compare our own lives, our comforts, our routines, and our daily concerns with the lives of those who are struggling simply to survive in this world. And the contrast can be difficult to absorb. Because at this very moment, while many of us here in Canada are living with access to clean water, food on our tables, and a sense of peace and safety, there are people in this world who are suffering. They're struggling for the basics, living with uncertainty, facing conditions we can hardly imagine. And perhaps that realization is not meant to overwhelm us, but to awaken us, to gently ask, what can we do to help? What can we do to make a better world? And even closer to home, what can we do right here in Canada to make life better for those who are struggling around us? For the homeless, for those who are ill, for those who feel forgotten in our own communities. Because suffering is not only something that exists far away, it exists right beside us. And yes, we can close our eyes to it. We can tell ourselves there's nothing we can do. But a healthy conscience has a way of keeping us awake, not to trouble us, but to remind us, to give us a nudge to think beyond ourselves, to care, to respond, and to act in whatever way we can. Because developing a conscience isn't just about avoiding wrongdoing, it's about choosing to do good. And there is something deeply human that comes with that. It's a sense of peace. there's an old and powerful idea that a clear conscience is the softest pillow. Because when we live in alignment with what we know is right, when we act with integrity, when we do what we can to ease the burden of others, we carry less weight within ourselves. We rest differently. We sleep differently. Not because the world is perfect, because it isn't, and not because we are perfect, because we aren't, but because we know that we've tried, that we've listened to that inner voice, and we've responded. And yet, as comforting as that is, there's another side we must acknowledge. Because while many of us are guided by conscience, not everyone is. Some people don't develop that inner compass. Some learn to ignore it, others to override it. And in today's world, that really matters. Because that means that while we are striving to do good, we must also be aware. We have to be aware that kindness doesn't mean being unguarded. Caring does not mean being vulnerable to harm. And living with a conscience also means using judgment, setting boundaries, and recognizing that when something doesn't feel right, it may not be right. And that doesn't mean we become cynical, but it does mean we become wiser. We become stronger in our own moral grounding and clearer in how we respond to others. Because this day, the International Day of Conscience, is not only a call to be better individuals, it's a call to build a better world. A world where we lead by example, where we teach the next generation not just what success looks like, but what integrity feels like. Where we recognize suffering and choose not to look away, and where we understand that even in an imperfect world, each of us has the ability to make a difference. A difference by listening to that quiet inner voice, by acting on it, and by doing our part in whatever way we can to ensure that when we lay our heads down at night, we are supported by the softest pillow of all, a clear conscience. Today, as we do every Saturday, the From a Woman's Perspective team is going to share their knowledge and experience to help anyone find the answers they need to live their best life. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Dr. Vivian Brown, and Christine, the health coach. We'll talk about hearing with Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, relationships with Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. We'll get a deal of the week for property north of Toronto from realtor Melanie Martin and learn more about forever homes from Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. And yes, of course, I'll be your wardrobe doctor. And in a moment, after one important message about organ donation, we'll learn more about investing for our financial future with Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. And at the end of this program, we'll learn more about how to live a life where we can sleep more easily at night and protect ourselves from people who don't have a conscience. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective, right here, right now, on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to help us plan for our financial well-being, Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial is here. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Marilyn. Good morning to your listeners. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday to you. And what are we talking about?
Well, Marilyn, your opening talked about conscience. And in financial planning, conscience is pretty well everything. Over the last, call it the past several years, individuals and families have been navigating an economic environment marked by rising living costs, fluctuating interest rates, and increased financial uncertainty. essentials such as housing, food, healthcare, and transportation have seen sustained price increases, placing greater strain on household budgets and prompting many to reevaluate how they allocate their money. We're insulated a little bit from that in Canada, but that doesn't mean that the cost of going to service providers hasn't really impacted us. At the same time, digital commerce and subscription-based spending have made it easier than ever to spend impulsively. With one-click checkouts and constant exposure to targeted marketing, financial decisions often happen automatically without conscious reflection or long-term consideration. So how does this relate to financial planning? As a financial planning professional, too often I am asked questions which are specific and rules-based. What does this mean? Can I buy this product? What are the rules governing this product? While all important questions, none of them really address the elephant in the room. Will buying this product help me? And more importantly, how? Will investing my hard-earned money in this way benefit or hurt me? Every day we are approached by people wanting us to buy something. These purchases are frequently done in isolation from our money and decided based upon a limited understanding of its impact on our overall financial well-being. Only through financial planning and its twin sibling, budget planning, can we truly determine whether any financial move is beneficial for us or affordable for us. Unfortunately, and too often, the financial representatives want to sell us a product and are not interested in helping us determine whether this product is in fact good for you or the best use of your money. Conscience in financial services business is too frequently in short supply. Financial planning and going through the process of creating a financial plan is the way for a financial advisor to tangibly demonstrate conscience in helping you manage your money, because you can see, at least in numbers and cents and a projection of value, how any purchase or any use of a financial product is in fact going to benefit you or not. So if your financial advisor isn't taking the time to put into context financial planning and the products that you have in the context of a financial plan that illustrates these products for your well-being, then you might want to try somebody different. If you want to understand whether you are or whether what you're doing with your money is right for you, drop us a line at ineedhelp@fullcirclefinancial.ca or call us at 416-708-6229. Thank you.
Well, Kevin, in the time I've known you, I know that you have demonstrated that you have a conscience. And anyone listening who wants a second opinion or wants to understand if what they're doing is right for them and you have benefits that you can reap, one call to Kevin in a conversation will educate you. He'll take the time to explain and answer your questions. His number, 416-708-6229. That's 416-708-6229. And if you prefer to do email, then just go to ineedhelp@fullcirclefinancial.ca. Kevin, thanks. I am happy to know that you will speak to people, answer their questions, and help them so they don't need to buy blind. They can buy what's good for them because they're buying and understanding their financial plan from a person like you who has a conscience.
Marilyn, thank you, and to your listeners, have a wonderful weekend.
In Broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of any property north of the GTA, but especially waterfront properties. The only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock and a phone call. 705-725-6439 or visit centralontariowaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin, right at home realty brokerage. Like a duck to waterfront.
Now, for tips on how to cleanse our body, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic is here. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So last week we talked a little bit about spring cleaning. We want to clean our house, and we actually want to do a little bit of spring cleaning for our bodies to get rid of some of the toxins that we've accumulated maybe over the course of the winter and really get a jump start on giving ourselves more energy. So I'm going to talk about seven key steps that I think are really helpful for people. And the first one is exercise. You know, during the winter time, it's cold. Sometimes people don't get out very much, but really regular exercise in reducing inflammation throughout the body. It boosts our endorphins, it gives us energy, and sweat. If we're doing enough exercise to cause sweat from a good workout, it actually can help eliminate toxins. And definitely there's more research needed to be done, but several studies have found that sweat actually helps get rid of toxins like heavy metals and even some of the estrogen-disrupting chemicals. And certainly in my clinic, for example, I have an infrared sauna that often we use for patients to help encourage sweating when they're trying to detoxify their body. The benefits from movement, even if you don't work up a sweat, are really important. Even going for a walk or a hike, spending time outside in nature, is really one of the best ways to rejuvenate our mental and our physical energy. The second point is really supporting our liver. So our liver acts as our body's filtration system. So when it's overtaxed and overtaxed, more unwanted toxins can enter the body. And one of the most effective ways to support the liver is by being mindful of alcohol consumption, because it has a contributing factor in terms of both the sugar and the calories and just the alcohol on the liver. Sometimes in naturopathic medicine, we use herbs and homeopathic remedies, and those are really prescribed on an individualized basis, but they can really help support the liver and the kidneys, for example, to help cleanse the blood and get rid of excess toxins and fluid from the body. We definitely want to increase our water intake, because water flushes out waste products through urine and sweat, and staying hydrated also helps the organs and our body to work optimally. We really want to aim for, you know, anywhere between 1 and 3 liters a day, certainly depending on the amount of exercise that patients are doing. And, you know, sometimes I recommend adding some lemon or cucumber to the water to make it taste a little bit better. Smart food choices are really important. We want to have whole natural foods to help with detoxification. Foods high in antioxidants are important, because antioxidants help combat what are called free radicals, which are unstable molecules that cause cellular damage. So we really want to focus on nuts and brightly colored produce, blueberries, strawberries, kale, beets, and even dark chocolate is a great antioxidant. And definitely want to focus on high fiber rich foods, because they help eliminate toxins through our colon. Definitely want to work on getting rid of some of those beauty products that have contain a lot of phthalates and parabens, because these are estrogen-disrupting chemicals. And we really want to stay on top of sleep, because sleep does clear our brain, and studies show that the brain gets rid of accumulated toxic byproducts while we sleep. So a couple of quick tips for people to help start the detox process, spring cleaning process for their bodies. If people have any questions, they wanted to book an appointment, they can certainly give me a call. The number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
When we put a list together and it's a to-do list, we need to look after ourselves first. Top of the list, cleanse our body. Interested in doing it naturally? Call Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic. Her number, 905-707-2001. And when you call, ask for your complimentary consultation, either by phone or in person. That's Dr. Betty Rosendahl, 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty, and we'll speak again next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Now, to explain more about how we can hear our best, Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto is here. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. You know, April 4th is known as the International Day of Conscience. And when people hear that, they think about big moral decisions, doing the right thing, standing up for something. But in my world, I see conscience show up in a much quieter way. It's that small voice in the back of your mind, the one that says something's not quite right. It's the moment you're sitting at the dinner table with your family and everyone is laughing, talking, sharing stories, and you're smiling along. But you didn't quite catch what was said. So you nod, maybe even laugh a second late, hoping no one notices. And that little voice kicks in again, not loud, just enough to say, this isn't how it's supposed to feel. And here's the thing, with Easter weekend coming up, a lot of families are about to gather around those tables again. Big meals, multiple conversations, kids talking over each other, that beautiful chaos that makes family time what it is. But for someone struggling to hear, that same moment can feel very different. It can feel exhausting. It can feel isolating. And over time, it can slowly pull someone away from the very moments they care about most. And that's where conscience comes back into picture. Because deep down, most people already know. They know they're missing parts of conversations. They know they're asking what more than they used to. They know it's getting harder to keep up, especially in noise. So the question is, what do you do with that knowledge? Do you keep pushing it aside or do you listen to it? Because taking action on your hearing, it's not just about you. It's about being present with your family. It's about staying part of the conversation. It's about showing up fully in those moments that actually matter. At Hearing Aid Source, we see this every single day. People come in thinking they just need their hearing checked. And what they really gain is their place back at the table. So if that little voice has been there, even quietly, maybe this is the moment to listen to it, especially with Easter right around the corner. Because the real cost isn't just what you're missing. It's the moments you don't even realize have passed you by.
Edmund, thanks for sharing that and nudging us a little to take action. Anyone listening who wants a complimentary hearing checkup, give Edmund a call, start the conversation, and then enjoy your family gatherings over the holidays. Edmund, your number?
The number to reach us is at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. You can't go wrong if you look after yourself. Thanks, Edmund, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
My pleasure.
If you're ready to meet someone new, it's helpful to know that Cupid exists. Here on From a Woman's Perspective, it's Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. And today, Linda, you've been in business for 31 years. What are questions you've been asked over the years and people you've met?
Oh, there's a whole list of crazy questions. One of the ones that surprises me the most is this a variation on this, but is this free or can women join for free or can I just have my profile on the database? And when you get someone good, would you give me a call for free? So it always interests me because I think sort of there's a disconnect between seeing us, for instance, on TV ads during the World Series or whether hockey playoffs or different TV shows that we're on, and seeing us on social media and knowing that I have a team of matchmakers that work for me and think that, you know, it's there's no overhead. So it surprises me because, you know, when people go and get their car fixed or when they go and buy a new pair of shoes, they don't say to people, well, is this free? They expect to pay something for it. And I think when you're doing the most important thing that you can do in your life, like they say, you will literally, I think it's like 5 to 7 years for men, they live longer if they have a spouse or a partner. And women, it's 3 or 4 years living longer if they have a significant other in their life. So this is one of the most important things that you can do for yourself. And yet people think, you know, probably doesn't cost anything. And so I think you really need to look at it from the perspective of, this is an investment in my happiness. It's an investment in my health. I'm going to do this for myself. And another thing people have a very hard time doing is paying for yourself or spending money on yourself. And as parents, we really get into this whole thing that it's really not about us. And sometimes our kids grow up and it's time you really do something for yourself. So I get a lot of different questions. I also get another question that always makes me laugh. And it's, I think, because people watch matchmaking shows and they're sort of not real oftentimes. But people will say, oh, do you just go up to people in the street, you know, and ask them if they're single and would they like to, you know, meet someone? And of course, we don't do that. The people that have come to us have given this a lot of thought and energy, and they're coming to us. They've made an investment. They're serious about meeting somebody for a long-term relationship. So we're drawing from that database that we have. So we have 10,000 people in Toronto. We have a large database of people who have really given it thought and attention, and they really want to change their life and meet someone and have a partner. So yes, those are some of the funny questions I get, and understandable. I mean, people don't know how it works. And they're things that sometimes make me laugh, and I get them again and again. So obviously, it's something people aren't really aware of.
It's interesting. Obviously, these people haven't met my mom or dad, because had they met my mom or dad, they would have been told people need to get paid for their work. Things for free, they may sound good, but the fact is you'll get better results if people know they're getting paid what they're worth and they're getting paid for their work. And you have a great track record, over 70% success rate. If someone wants to talk to you about matchmaking and maybe they have some questions that are personal to them, they want answers, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is reach out at 1-877-334-9041. We're open till 10 on Saturdays, so wait till 10 o'clock. Again, it's 1-877-334-9041. Or you can visit our website at mistyriverintros.com. That's mistyriverintros.com. And you can fill out a form that'll ask you what time of day you'd like to be called on. We do you can book on our schedule and a time that works for you. And I'm happy to give you a call. It's a free consultation. It doesn't cost you anything. And it'll give you a much better idea of how the service works and what would be involved if you were to get involved.
So that word free resonates, a free consultation. But know that if you want to meet the right person, it starts with having someone with a large database who can give you the information and the coaching you need to help you succeed. Make sure that you think about that. And remember what my mom and dad said, people deserve to get paid for their good work. Linda, you do good work. I look forward to hearing a happy story next time we speak. The number to reach Linda and Misty River Introductions, 1-877-334-9041. Have a great week, Linda.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Every time I speak to people who wear dentures and I tell them that they can get them repaired at home, their jaw drops. And thankfully, because there's a mobile denture clinic and Suzanne Salga runs it, I can say that here on the show and we can learn more from her. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Marilyn. This is one call that made a difference. And I want to share a quick story, a happy story, about a loving brother, because sometimes all it takes is one phone call. And Freddie reached out to me about his sister who lives in her own home. And he had noticed that her dentures were starting to slide when she talked and ate. And it wasn't something that she was complaining about, but he could tell that it was affecting her comfort and confidence. So he made a call to me. And I went to see her, and it turned out that her dentures had simply become loose over time and something that happens naturally as the mouth changes. So I was able to do an adjustment and improve the fit right then and there. The difference was immediate, and she was comfortable, more confident, and smiling again. And what really stood out was Freddie. He didn't wait for things to get worse. He stepped in early. Sometimes it's a brother, a sister, a son, or a daughter, just noticing something small and taking that first step. If you've noticed something like sliding dentures for yourself or someone you care about, it may just be time for a simple fit check. I provide mobile denture care, including new smile design, same day relines and adjustments, and implant denture maintenance, all in the comfort of your own home. And we bill directly to your insurance, and as providers of the Canadian Dental Care Plan through the federal government, it's covered with your eligibility card. And sometimes, just like Freddie, all it takes is one simple phone call. I'm Suzanne, and my phone number is 647-204-4478. And remember, denture adhesive isn't a long-term solution. Proper fit is what truly keeps dentures comfortable, stable, and effectively prevents more bone retention. That's a fact.
Well, Suzanne, amazing that you offer dental care at home, and more amazing that you can give people immediate gratification and make adjustments in their home. Thanks for sharing that story, because it teaches us a lesson. If you don't have the right person to ask a question of, you can't get an answer and you can't get a solution. When it comes to your dentures or your dental care, remember that there is a mobile denture clinic. It's Denture Ready, Suzanne Selga, and her number, 647-204-4478. That's 647-204-4478. Thank you, Suzanne.
It's my passion. Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Suzanne Selga, she makes house calls, a licensed mobile denturist. Suzanne brings relief to denture wearers across Southern Ontario whose biggest challenge is leaving home. Call Suzanne Selga, Compassionate Denture Care, wherever you are, 647-204-4478.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown is here. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I understand you have exciting news.
Well, I wanted to talk about a vaccine for COVID, and I know everybody's tired of talking about COVID, and they say, I'm done with COVID, but you know what? COVID is not done with you. And what we know is that for older people over the age of 65 or people with underlying diseases, whether they're diseases of their immune system, whether they're diseases like asthma, cancer, cardiovascular disease, kidney disease, lung disease, all of these people are more at risk for severe COVID if they get sick. Well, there's been mRNA vaccines for a couple of years, and those have been made by Pfizer and Moderna, and we've used those a lot. But back in 2023, there was a vaccine that was protein-based, so not an mRNA vaccine. That vaccine is now back on the market with an updated formula for 25-26. And having a vaccine that's protein-based means that it is produced differently than the mRNA vaccines. And when we have a vaccine that is a protein-based vaccine, it's really created by an older mechanism. And that mechanism is something that's been tried and true on many vaccines for a long time. So the mechanism is different than the mRNA mechanism. And for that reason, if anyone's had a reaction to an mRNA vaccine, they may feel safer taking a protein-based vaccine. It contains the spike protein of the coronavirus, but it can't cause disease. And what we know is when it's injected, it stimulates the immune system to produce antibodies and T-cell and immune cells. And that's what we want our body to do to fight this COVID. So the reality is, while I do believe that mRNA vaccines are excellent, we now have another option for those people that can't or won't take an mRNA vaccine. And that's a protein-based vaccine, much like other vaccines on the market. And this one is specifically designed for COVID and should be out in the 25-26 season. We hope that Canada has it available, because there are a number of people
often people with immune-compromising conditions that are not comfortable with the mRNA vaccines. So I like the fact that we have options. I like the fact that the U.S. has supported this vaccine, so we're not the only country. U.K. is supporting this vaccine, and hopefully Canada will approve it, and it'll be available to us in the fall season as well.
Thank you for that good advice. And if you're interested in taking charge of your health, remember the title, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Ask for it at your local bookstore. Log on to drvivianbrown.com or call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777 and order a signed copy. Thank you, Dr. Brown. It's exciting news and look forward to hearing more from you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Now, North Country real estate specialist Melanie Martin joins us with more information about property north of Toronto. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, I always have something interesting to chat about. And I'd like to say that sometimes I have properties that they're not quite on the market yet, but I like to chat about them because I think they are a good deal and will be a good deal. And someone can call me and maybe get the heads up on the property before it hits the market. So today I'm going to tell about a little cottage property up in the Severn Falls area. Now, this is a beautiful, quaint cottage, probably built in the early 40s, but all renovated. It has a lovely lot, about 124 by about 108. It is set along the Severn River. It's only about 2 minutes. It's a boat access only, but it's only about 2 minutes from Severn Falls. And it's just beautiful. Well, year-round even, it could possibly be used. This home has a beautiful wood stove for heat, a little bit of electric baseboard as backup. It has a boathouse, and you can't often get a boathouse on the water anymore. So this is a bonus. Has decking all around it that's been replaced. And it's got another deck to the side and a swim. It's got a little slide. You can slide right into the water. It's beautiful water up there, very deep. And when you think about a river, it's a very wide area of the river. And it's part of the Trent Severn system. So we see the boats go by. I've been up there a few times myself. It's just quiet, quaint. The taxes are only about $2,000 a year. It's quite affordable. She's put up a new bunkie. So you've got actually three bedrooms, full washroom, small kitchen, open living area, another small area like a family room. And as I say, the bunkie will be, that's like having a fourth bedroom. So I think this is going to be a deal in and around the $500,000 mark.
Thank you, Melanie, for that deal of the week. We're running out of time, so I'm going to let you save up your next deal for next week.
Sounds good to me, and you know I'll have something up my sleeve.
If you wish to talk about property north of Toronto, call Melanie Martin at 705-725-6439. That's 705-725-6439. Bye-bye.
Take care, Marilyn.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now, I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. And on this day of conscience, it's important to realize that when we know something, when we see something, we can't unsee it and we can't unknow it. And that's true not only in life, but in our closets. Today, let's talk about something that's becoming more and more important, dressing with a clear conscience. Because what we wear doesn't just affect how we look, it affects how we feel and how we live in our world. Once upon a time, we shopped for clothing without really thinking about it. We may have thought about style or price or comfort, but not much more. But today, we know more. We know that some fabrics are kind to our skin and some are not. We know that some manufacturing processes respect the earth and some harm it. And once we know that, we can't unknow it. So the question becomes, how do we make better choices without making life complicated? Let's start with something simple. There are beautiful natural fabrics that are not only elegant and timeless, but also gentle on our body. and they're also gentle on our environment. Three of the most notable are linen, flax, and organic cotton. Now, linen and flax are closely related. Linen is actually made from the fibers of the flax plant. But what makes them so special? While they require far less water to grow than many other fabrics, they're breathable, naturally antibacterial, and incredibly durable. In fact, linen garments can last for years and become softer and feel better and better with time. So when we wear linen, we're not just wearing something beautiful, we're wearing something that respects both our skin and our planet. Organic cotton is another wonderful option. Unlike conventional cotton, it is grown without harmful pesticides or chemicals. That means it's gentler on farmers, gentler on the soil, and gentler on us. If you've ever put a piece of clothing on and felt instantly comfortable, there's a good chance the fabric had something to do with it. Because our skin, our largest organ in our body, absorbs what we put against it. So when we choose cleaner fabrics, we're not just making a fashion decision, we're making a wellness decision. And beyond fabric, there's something else that can guide us, labels. And I don't mean designer labels or special brand name labels, I mean certification labels. These are little signals that help us make informed choices. For example, when we see capital O, capital E, capital K, capital O, hyphen text, standard 100, we know a fabric has been tested for harmful substances. When we see capital GOTS, that's Global Organic Textile Standard, we know the textile is truly organic and responsibly produced. And fair trade certification, well, that means people who made the garment were treated fairly and paid properly. These labels are like quiet reassurance, a way of knowing that what we're wearing aligns with what we believe in. But dressing with a clear conscience isn't only about buying new. In fact, sometimes the most responsible choice is not to buy at all. Instead, we can look at what we already have with fresh eyes. Repurposing is a wonderful place to start. And I've seen this firsthand through a friend of mine, Brenda. Brenda has spent a lifetime knitting, crocheting, and sewing. And she has a very extraordinary gift. She sees possibility where others might see something worn or ready to toss. Recently, she showed me how a simple pair of jeans can be transformed into a beautiful tote bag, and how an old, long dress can become a perky, short one, and that can be worn every day. And what she shows me each and every time is that with some vision and imagination, things that are old can be new again. And she doesn't just stop there. Broken necklaces and single earrings and bits and pieces of accessories that might otherwise be discarded, well, she gathers them up and assembles them into works of art. In fact, she created a beautiful elephant on a piece of fabric and framed it and sent it to me. It now hangs sparkling above my necklaces, and every time I see it, it inspires me. It reminds me that most things can find a new life. All we have to do is use our imagination. When we repurpose clothing, we extend its life and honor the resources that went into creating it. And then there's recycling. Many fabrics today can be broken down and made into something new. Some retailers even offer programs where we can return used clothing so it can be recycled responsibly. And of course, there's consignment and thrift. Buying pre-loved clothing isn't only sustainable, it's often creative. We can find unique pieces, pieces that express our individuality and reduce waste. And here's something else to consider: quality over quantity. Fashion has taught us to buy more and keep less. but a well-made garment in a beautiful fabric that fits us properly and makes us feel good, well, that's something we can wear again and again. And in the long run, it's far more satisfying. So now, let's pause for a moment and bring this back to something deeper. Because this isn't just about clothing, it's about having a conscience. When we know better, we have the opportunity to do better. Perhaps not perfectly and not all at once, but step by step. Maybe it starts with one linen blouse or one organic cotton t-shirt, one decision to read a label. Maybe it's choosing to repair something instead of replacing it, or asking one simple question before we buy something. Do I really need this? And when we make choices like that, something interesting happens. We don't just feel well-dressed. We feel aligned, comfortable, not only in our clothes, but in our decisions. Because at the end of the day, when we put our head on our pillow at night, it's a wonderful feeling to know that we've done our best, not just for ourselves, but for the world around us. So next time we step into our closet or step into a store, let's remember we don't have to change everything. We can choose one thing that reflects our values, because once we know, we can't unknow it. And that's not a burden. It's an opportunity. My wardrobe doctor tip for today, let's choose clothing that feels good on our body and is good on our conscience. Because true style is not just what we wear, it's how we live. And if, like me, you believe that dressing is more than just putting clothes on your back, you'll love the stories in my book. They're life lessons. My book, Marilyn Weston, The Wardrobe Doctor, More Than Just Fashion, gives living examples of how people dressed well and discovered their true value, the true value of stepping into a fitting room and finding just the right thing. If you'd like to order a signed copy, just give me a call, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. I'd love to meet you and speak with you, and if you wish, I'll gladly give you my advice and be your wardrobe doctor. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll speak with Christine, the health coach, and Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. So stay right here and continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective on Zoomer Radio.
Before you can claim the new Canada Disability Benefit, you must first apply for the Disability Tax Credit. Does your medical condition make you eligible? We know the answer. Disability Tax Results. Here to help you get the tax credits you deserve. Call us for details. 519-265-3145.
Now, our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Working out when you're over 50 and what should you do? You need exercise now more than ever. Let's face it, a 50 or 60-year-old body isn't the same as a 20-year-old one. You won't be able to do the same things, nor should you. But exercise is key to your independence and good quality of life as you age. So what do you need to think about to be healthy without hurting yourself? What type of exercise? Young or old, everybody needs different kinds. Cardio or aerobic exercise gets your heart rate up and makes you breathe harder, which builds your endurance and burns calories. Strength or weight training keeps your muscles ready for action. Flexibility exercises help you stay limber so you can have a full range of movement and avoid injury. Balanced training becomes important after the age of 50 so you can prevent falls and stay active. You lose muscle mass as you get older, and exercise can help you rebuild it. Muscles also burn more calories than fat, even at rest, which will offset your slowing metabolism. Exercise helps stop, delay, and sometimes improve serious illnesses like heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, stroke, arthritis, and osteoporosis. It can help your brain stay sharp and keep you from falling into a funk. So call me and let's chat about what exercises you should be doing for your body type at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com. And while you're there, subscribe to my newsletter on fitness tips. It's free.
Anyone listening who wants to have a great quality of life, include exercise. And if you want to know about the right exercises for you, regardless of your age, then give Christine a call at 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. Thank you, Christine, and I look forward to hearing some of those tips about exercising over 50 next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Wetston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility is here. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. I have a question for the listeners today. Are you thinking about renovating your bathroom in the near future? If so, here's something most people don't consider. Future-proofing your space, especially the bathroom shower. A barrier-free, curbless shower isn't just a trend. It's one of the smartest upgrades you can make. No step into the shower means no tripping hazard. It's safer today, and it keeps you in your home longer tomorrow. Whether it's for aging in place, accommodating a walker or wheelchair, or just making life easier day to day, it removes that curved obstacle completely. And it's not just about safety. These showers look incredible. Clean, modern, open. They actually make your bathroom feel bigger and more high-end. Plus, they're easier to clean, as you don't have to worry about dirt and grime building up in the hard-to-reach areas. They're also more accessible for everyone in the family and a huge plus for resale value. Bottom line, what works for you today should still work for you 10, 15, 20 years from now. A curbless shower does exactly that. So if you're already renovating, do it once and do it right. That's exactly what Greater Toronto Accessibility does for every project we take on. A bathroom is a big investment these days, and planning for the future and not just for today is the best choice you can make and will help you get there from start to finish.
So, Daniel, if we want to see these, can we see them on your website?
Yes, you can. Just go to greatertorontoaccessibility.com and click on our completed projects because you can see before and after of all of our work that we've done.
And what if we want to get an estimate? Can you give us an example of what you do?
Yes, exactly. We have a complimentary assessment called the Total Bathroom Check. I'll come to your home, take a look at your bathroom, come up with a design, and I'll give you pricing so you know exactly what to expect. This is free of charge. There's no cost for any caller this week. Please give me a call at 647-206-6409. That's 647-206-6409.
Thank you, Daniel. As we come to the end of today's program, let's return for a moment to the idea behind tomorrow, April 5th. The International Day of Conscience, a day that asks us not just to think about right and wrong, but to live it. Because a conscience is not just something we have, it's something we build, it's something we use. So how do we strengthen it? How do we build those rails that guide us and protect us and help us stay on track? We begin by getting clear on our values. What matters most to us? Honesty, kindness, respect, responsibility. And once we know those values, we can live them, not just when it's easy, but when it's difficult. We can listen to that quiet inner voice. We can pause before we act. We can ask ourselves, is this right? Is this fair? Will this help? Or will it harm? And when we make mistakes, because we will, we'll learn from them. We can adjust, we can grow. And then we can take that conscience beyond ourselves, into our families, into our communities, into our country, and yes, into our world. Because living with a conscience means noticing. Noticing when someone is struggling. Noticing when something isn't right. Noticing when help is needed, and then choosing not to look away. There's a powerful quote that reminds us of this responsibility. The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good people to do nothing. That's often attributed to Edmund Burke. And whether or not those exact words were his, the message remains the same. We don't have to solve everything, but we do have to care. We do have to try. We have to try to be the person who makes a positive difference, not the one who turns away from ugliness or pain, but the one who sees it and asks, "What can I do?" And sometimes doing good means being generous. And sometimes it means being careful. Because part of living with a conscience is also protecting ourselves from those who don't have one. I was reminded of that recently because I met someone who spoke with passion about helping others. They painted a picture of a vision, a company that would make a difference here in Canada, here in Ontario, here in Toronto. And I believed them. I trusted their words. I moved forward without asking enough questions, without seeking legal advice, without putting safeguards in place. And I won't go into the details, but what I discovered was that everything I had been told was not true. It was a lie. And the consequences? Well, they've been personal and financial. I feel violated, and I'm still dealing with the impact. So I share this with you not to create fear, but to share a lesson. Because having a conscience doesn't mean we abandon logic. Doing good does not mean we stop asking questions. Trusting others does not mean we ignore warning signs. If anything, living with a conscience means both being kind and wise. So before we commit, before we invest, before we give fully of ourselves, we can pause and ask, is this person who they say they are? Have I checked the facts? Have I asked questions? Have I taken the time to understand the risks? Have I protected myself so I can continue to do good without being harmed? Because when we are thoughtful and careful, our efforts to help are stronger and more sustainable, and more likely to truly make a difference. And let's not forget the other side of this. While there are people who mislead and take advantage, there are far more who are kind, who care, who give, and who show up every day trying to make things better. And it's those people like us, who help move the world forward. Because causes need support. Communities need compassion, and change happens when good people choose to act. So let's not become discouraged. Let's become discerning. Let's keep our hearts open, but our eyes open too. And as we live our lives this week, perhaps we can each ask ourselves, where can I help? Who needs me? What can I do, however small, to make something better? Because when we do that, when we live with intention, with awareness, with compassion, we create something powerful. We create a life that feels meaningful, a world that feels kinder. And at the end of the day, when we lay our heads on our pillow, we can rest knowing we've done our best. I'd like to take a moment now to say thank you. Thank you to all the caregivers, healthcare workers, and service providers. And thank you to Ian, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And thank you to you for joining us today, for listening, and a special thank you to anyone who looks around and sees something or someone in need, and instead of turning away, goes to sleep seeking a solution and wakes up ready to create one. That is what it means to develop a good conscience. And if you have questions, know that the From a Woman's Perspective team is here for you. We're a phone call or an email away. You can find our contact information on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Just click on the heading on radio and you'll see the sponsor expert list. Or if you prefer, you're always welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Unfortunately, this hour is almost over. So I invite you to join us again next Saturday morning at 8, right here on Zoomer Radio. And please remember, each and every one of us can make a difference, but it's up to each of us to see what's needed and then do our best to make it better. A better life, a better world. We can do it. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.